Yes, I do need your ID.
And you,
I'm with, it's 12:44 on December 16th. I guess, can you kind of just tell me what you're doing and what you saw? And
So I was coming southbound.
Okay.
Carmen.
Okay.
I was in the far right-hand lane going into, sitting at that stoplight. The officer was in the furthest lane that can go straight, right next to the left-hand turn lane.
Okay.
He was right there. The kid, teen, was crossing from west to east. He, I don't know if it was jaywalking or not, he stopped in front of the officer's car. He put his hand on the officer's car, he had his skateboard. The officer turned on his lights to stop him. The officer made a U-turn. The kid was probably about what's the crosswalk on?
Okay.
Right there.
Okay.
At that point, I was going over there to pull up. I was at.
So you were in the 7-Eleven?
Yeah, I was at number 6.
Okay.
I got out of my car. I saw the officer getting out of his.
Okay.
I walked behind my car.
And I'm sorry, which car were you in?
I parked it. It's right behind the white one over there. It's a 2000 Toyota Sienna.
What color is it?
Right behind 6. There's one on the other side.
No.
The white one. It's right on the other side of that white one.
Okay. Okay.
And so I came around the other side of my car, and I was pulling it up. I had it in my left hand.
Okay.
Watching it. And the kid started backing up.
Who was backing up?
The teen.
Okay.
He had blonde hair.
Okay.
He started backing up away from the officer when he it's my sister, she's waiting in the car for me.
No. So the officer's exiting his car and walking towards the man?
I'm not sure if he walks behind or...
Okay.
But the officer is leaning towards the man. The man started backing up. Then I went back to my car. I was driving my phone.
Okay.
And then I didn't see when he had the object. The officer said to the man, sir, you put down the knife and walk slowly towards me.
Okay.
Towards me. That's exactly what he said. But the man just started walking towards me, did not put the knife down. At that point, the officer had a taser in his hand. He was kept repeating, I need to put the knife down and walk towards me.
Okay.
At that point, the man started walking faster towards the officer. The officer began to backpedal north on Carmen.
Okay.
When the man began coming towards him quicker, he put his taser back and received his handgun. During that time, he just kept telling the man, put down the knife. There was still traffic on the far left.
Okay.
Carmen going north. So I saw the first shot. I saw the man stagger a bit, but he moved towards the officer. And then I didn't have a clear line of sight until I saw the man on the ground.
Okay.
With the officer.
Okay. Now, let me do this with you. So you're in the far right lane that we'll call the 1-2, we'll call that number 3 lane.
Okay.
And you're the number one car, you're at the crosswalk?
Yes.
Okay, and you're going to turn in here to the 7-Eleven and get gas?
Correct.
Okay. So, as you're stopped there, you see the officer's car in, if you're in the number 3 lane, which lane
he's
was officer?
Number 1 lane.
Okay, so we're the white arrow. So he's in the number 1 lane, and he's the number 1 car also?
Yes.
Okay. And then you see the man. Can you describe what the man looked like?
Yeah. He's probably about my height. His hands out parallel, right about the top of the car.
Okay.
The SUV. Darker colored jeans. It was a red, somewhat plaid jacket.
Okay.
And long blonde hair. Kind of nice.
Okay. So does he look at you, or does he even, and he's holding a skateboard? There's a skateboard, was he holding that?
That's what it looked like, yeah.
Okay, so as he's crossing past your car, does he look at you, or do you notice
anything? I didn't notice him.
Okay.
He was in front of the officer's car.
So he goes in front of the officer's car, and he does, if you can, just from the point of where he walks in front of the officer's car, does he say anything?
I couldn't hear anything.
Okay.
I have my music on.
Okay.
By the time I looked up, he was right around, he was right in front of the officer's car.
So he's facing the officer's car?
Yeah.
And where are his hands?
His hands, I couldn't tell if his hands were on the skateboard that was resting on the car, or his hands were just directly on the car.
Okay. And you can't hear, is he yelling anything at the officer, or you can't hear?
It didn't look like yelling, it looked like he was talking.
Okay.
But I'm not sure what he was.
Now, talking?
Yeah.
But the officer, did he get out of his car there?
Yeah.
Okay. So how long did this little officer call him?
That was maybe 5 seconds.
Okay. And
I'm not sure when his lights went on.
Okay.
I saw the man start to walk over, and the officer started to make him, and I noticed his lights went on.
Okay.
But I'm not sure how previous they were.
So the man with the skateboard starts to walk away from the officer's car. As he's walking away, the officer's lights come on at some point?
They might. I'm not sure if they went on while they were talking.
Okay.
Very hard to see if they're on
right.
The side.
Right. So he, but you see the officer make a U-turn?
Yeah.
And he parks his car where it is here.
Mm-hmm.
And do you see the officer, and by while this is going on, you're going, the light changes, you're going in to get gas.
Yeah.
And did you see the officer exit the car?
Yes. He
okay.
Exited my car. I exited my car to get gas.
Okay.
So after I got out of my car, I didn't see him again until I came around the corner of my car.
Okay.
And at that point, they were probably, the officer was at the, right around where the traffic signal is.
Okay, and now, which way is the officer facing?
The officer is facing southwest, or southeast.
So he's looking this
he's
way?
He's looking this way.
This way,
man,
okay.
And the man is looking back at him.
And then where, so if the officer's standing at the crosswalk, where's the man standing?
The man is probably a little bit to the right on the sidewalk from the crosswalk.
Okay, so about how far would you say that if
15 feet.
About 15 feet, okay. Yeah. And then what happens next?
Then, at that point, I went back to my car to get my phone.
Okay.
And when I came back, I saw they were roughly the same distance. The man had the tiny object, like a knife.
Okay.
In his hand, and the officer had his taser in his hand.
Okay, and how did you know that it was a taser?
The yellow.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Could you tell? Here, let's go over here.
Okay.
Could you tell what hand the man had the knife in?
Right hand, but his hands were both kind of up.
Okay.
So it was hard to tell.
Could you tell how he was holding the knife?
It seemed like he's kind of waving it around, not
okay.
Sure what to do with it.
Okay. But you definitely saw what appeared. appeared to look like a knife in his hand?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you see the officer, do you recall what hand the officer had his taser in?
I believe it was
okay. So he had both hands?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you hear the commands or what the officer was?
I could hear the officer saying, you need to put down the knife and slowly walk through.
Okay.
I didn't hear the man say anything back. It looks like he might have said something.
But you didn't hear anything?
Yeah.
Okay. And what happens? What happens then?
Then the man starts walking towards the officer, but not putting down his knife. He starts.
So now.
Going around the corner.
Okay. So the officer's backing up.
Mm-hmm. No, the officer stayed there until the man began to proceed towards him without putting the knife down.
Okay. And then so then the officer starts to back up, and now he's.
It was probably about two or three steps into the man's advance before the officer started backing up because he had not put the knife.
So now he's, but the man is backing up northbound onto Carmen?
No.
And on the officer?
The officer is backing up northbound onto Carmen. The man is advancing forward.
Okay. Now, is he advancing walking, or is he?
At first, it was, I'm not sure. The man didn't look like he was as stable as he could be physically. Uh-huh. So I don't know if like he had a limp or something, but it just didn't look like he was.
Okay.
So and he's, you know, kind of advancing towards the officer.
Okay.
The officer keeps repeating his command. Stop. You know, put the knife down.
Okay. Did you hear the man say anything?
No, I cannot hear.
Okay. And at what point did you see the officer transition from his? The taser to his handgun.
That was, I didn't see the transition. That happened, I'm assuming, behind the car, behind the officer's SUV.
Okay.
That was, the man started advancing quicker towards him.
Okay.
And so the officer behind the car, it looked like switched. I'm sorry.
No.
Hello. Yeah, can you tell him I'm talking to you? I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Detective Curtin.
Detective Curtin. By the Valero station. Okay. Alright. Okay, sorry about that.
No, you got stuff. You got stuff going on. So, you see the officer with the taser.
Keeps advancing towards him.
And then by the time they come back into your view on the other side of the truck,
then the officer has his gun out and treated both hands.
Okay. What is he saying to the officer, or what is the officer saying to the man, or vice versa?
I still can hear the man. I'm not sure if he was saying anything.
Okay.
But either way, I couldn't hear him. The officer, kept saying to the man, you just need to stop now.
Okay.
Not exact wording.
Okay.
That stop. The man kept progressing. At that point, I saw the first shot. And then I saw the man kind of stagger a little bit more than he had before.
Okay.
And then he kept progressing towards the officer. I guess the succession of the rounds was kind of like a.
Okay. How many shots would you say that you heard?
I heard four.
Okay.
But after that, I'm not sure if there was more or less.
Okay.
It was just kind of a blur then.
Okay. After the shooting, what's the officer doing?
There was still traffic going on north on.
Okay.
Line, so I couldn't quite see everything that he was doing, but it looked like he was bending over the man and taking a pulse.
Okay. And since we're sitting here, can you describe what the police officer was wearing?
He was in uniform.
Okay, so you recognize him as a police officer?
Yeah.
Okay. The man, did he have anything in his left hand or rolling his right?
I'm not sure which hand the knife was in because it looked like both of his hands were right about
where the knife could be held. Okay. Did he have, but now was the blade up or was it down?
He had both his hands up, sort of like in a boxing stance, but he was front-chested to the officer.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Get your information here. Is this address current on?
Yes. Okay. That's where my parents live and where I come back for break. I go to school on.
And just while we're sitting here talking, can you describe what the officer's handgun looked like?
Six hours.
Okay.
What color? Black.
Okay. All right. Here's this.
Thank you.
And then, the contact number for you? Then if there's anything else that you can think of, or any questions you might have. But if you can, when we get done here, if you can call me and just give me the vehicle description, including the license plate, so that all that can get put in there.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And I can't remember the officer's name, but he wrote all that down as well.
Oh, okay. And if I don't get the phone, if you don't mind, just go ahead and just leave a message.
Yeah.
And then I'll shoot you a message to let you know that I got it.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Appreciate it.